During the 2016 FIFA Club World Cup final in Japan, the first trial of the video assistant referee in an international club competition was introduced. Real Madrid manager Zinedine Zidane called the system a source of confusion, and midfielder Luka Modric said he disliked the system, and a lot of people reacted negatively towards the trial of the video assistant refereeing. Hello and welcome to the Sokala Duma Weekend Special. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu, and this is the preview of the weekend's fixtures. And in this week, there's a twist, of course, because it's an international week. The talking point for this week that we posed on Facebook was, do you think that technology can aid the bad refereeing in the PSL? There were a lot of reactions, of course, as always, and we thank you very much for those via voice notes and some Facebook messages. And I pick up one message from Katlego Palafala Matlala. He says, I think if the PSL can get full-time referees, it will be better. You see, if someone knows that he has another job to do, he or she can make bad decisions. This guy has other jobs to do. Imagine if a police officer is a referee and he has another sort to chase after the match. Surely he will be a bad referee on the field, knowing that he has another time to impress his other boss. And that is the opinion of Katlego Palafala Matlala. We'll read these messages across the show. But without any further ado, let's read some of the stories that made headlines this week in the world of football. South African international Dino Ndlovu says that he never gave up his hope for a Bafana Bafana call up, saying that he had respected the coach Stuart Baxter's decision to leave him out of the squad in the country's previous encounters. The 27-year-old, who currently plies his trade in Azerbaijan for FK Karabakh, was not included in Baxter's previous squad, who faced Cape Verde last month in September, despite the player currently doing well for himself in the European scene. And another story, one of Orlando Pirates' striker has been called up to the Zambian national team for their upcoming match for the 2018 FIFA World Cup qualifiers. Zambia will face up against Nigeria in a World Cup qualifying encounter at the Akwa Ibom Stadium on Saturday. Former Kaizer Chiefs striker Weston Nyirenda, who is the current coach of Zambia, has named newly signed Pirates forward Justin Shonga in his team for the game against Nigeria. Remember that Justin Shonga was signed midweek and was played midweek by Orlando Pirates last week, and he's already now being called up to the Zambian national team. Mamelodi Sundowns head coach Piso Mosemane says that he hopes Oscarin Masuluke will walk away with the FIFA Puskas Award after Tlhompho Gekana fell short last year. Gekana received an nomination for the Puskas Award last year in November for his stellar goal against Cameroon in Bafana Bafana's African Cup of Nations qualifier. Masuluke has been nominated alongside the world's football biggest names, including Olivier Giroud, Nemanja Matic, and Mario Mandzukic. If you have not yet casted your vote, you can vote for Oscarin Masuluke on FIFA.com. And finally, three Premier Soccer League clubs will lock horns this weekend in the Gauteng Champion of Champions tournament. Reigning Absa Premiership champions Bidvest Wits, alongside Nedbank Cup champs SuperSport United and National First Division side Jomo Cosmos, will battle it out at the Fosforo Stadium as the clubs look to keep their teams sharp during the break. The first game will get underway at 12 in the afternoon, with SuperSport looking to defend their title that they won last year. And now, without any further ado, let's listen to some of the voices of the people who had something to say about refereeing, technology, and the improvement thereof in the PSL.
What can you say? Referees are also people, they make mistakes. That's why we need video assistant ref. They look at the video assistant ref. Because Machoro, nice goal, they deny. Not a penalty, Chapelo Chilo, chest, they say it's penalty. You see, it's not great, this thing. Must put video assistant ref.
Some very interesting views so far, so good, from our listeners. And let's take a look now at some of the messages on Facebook and some of your comments about this hot topic. There's been a lot of incidents of refereeing and questionable incidents, and none bigger than the match against Bulawayo City against Cape Town City at Cape Town Stadium. A lot of people were talking about that. And this is the reason why we actually get to ask these kind of questions, because that was not an isolated incident. Let's look at Mawetu Ngongolo saying, technology and retraining of reps is much needed. Gambling is killing the beauty of performance of all South African players in promotion to overseas and the national team. And Wandile Memela says, no, they play horrible football already with less goals. What will happen if they include technology? strikers will only score 4 goals throughout the season. And then Meshack Mangena says, full-time refereeing is the solution. It's a good idea. The level of officiating can result in some teams losing the title. And those are your views so far, so good. Let's take a look at the fixtures that are going to be coming up in the in the World Cup qualifiers for 2018, specifically the African qualifiers. We look at... Friday, Mali will play against Cote d'Ivoire at the start, the 26th March at 9 p.m. And then on Saturday, there's a whole host of fixtures. Uganda hosting Ghana at the Nelson Mandela National Stadium at 3 p.m. in Uganda. South Africa hosting Burkina Faso at the FNB Stadium at 3 p.m. Nigeria will be host to Zambia at the Godswill Akpabio International Stadium at 6 p.m. Algeria will travel to Cameroon at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium at 6 p.m. Libya hosts Democratic Republic of Congo at the Stade Moustapha Benjane at 7 p.m. Tunisia travel to Guinea at the start the 28th September at 7 p.m. And Cape Verde are hosting Senegal in the same group as Bafana Bafana. Cape Verde are hosting Senegal at the Estadio Nacional de Cabo Verde at 7:30. And the last match on Saturday evening, Morocco are playing host to Gabon at the Stade Mohamed V at 9 p.m. And the last fixture for the weekend will be Egypt hosting Congo Brazzaville at the Borg El Arab Stadium at 7 p.m. And now for more of your voice notes.
Igama lami ngumfanelo ngubane eGreat Town. Izinga lo referee la ku PSL lehlile kakhulu and isayidinga i-technology ezosiza o referee ukuthi bedlalise kahle. And siyafisa futhi ukuthi nakwi soccer zone ubabundaba afike nabo referee abasuke benza amaphutha ngalelo langa ezochaza ukuthi iyiphi punishment abazoyithola. Kungabi amathimu kuphela athola ipunishment. Gcine sexoshu coach ngenxa ka ref. Mhlambe nangelinye ilanga kuvulwe icollege nje yo ref la kuzofundiswa khona o ref. Moqeda u matric wakho uhambe ufundele refereeing yonke leyo nto le. Kungathatha umuntu othisha oyiphoyisa kuthiwa akazodlalisa Verde Hall. Uzothola imali nangala nangala ayikho into akazoyidlalisa anti ngcono makuthatha umuntu owaziyo ukuthi hayi uzophila ngaso lesinki ahamba eyodlalisa umbono wami loyo kodwa nje ayi izinga impela lo referee liphansi kakhulu ngiyabonga umfanele great.
We now joined on the line by African football expert Thomas Konaite to talk about Bafana Bafana and a few other things as well. I mean, there are groups that are not resolved as yet. He'll tell us more about what he foresees happening in the groups. Thomas Konaite, thank you very much for your time. How do you foresee things panning out this weekend?
I think Bafana Bafana has no choice but to win at all costs against Burkina Faso because... we know what happened. They lost back-to-back matches against Cape Verde, and as a result, it has antagonized so many people that, in fact, the majority of South Africans are very reluctant to even go and watch them against Burkina Faso, despite the fact that winning against Burkina Faso could actually revive their slim chances of qualifying for the World Cup. It's not going to be easy, I suppose, for Bafana Bafana. Look, they did, I think, exceptionally well when they held Burkina Faso to a draw away from home in Ouagadougou. And they were very unfortunate, in my view, not to have won that game. And they also did well to win, to beat Senegal in that game that has been ordered by FIFA to be replayed. But honestly, going down twice to Cape Verde was the lowest of the low. And I think they have no option but to win this game. Because if they dare draw, or even lose against Burkina Faso, then that's it. It's out. It's lights out. And I think everybody is aware of that. And maybe that is why local supporters are so, you know, so devastated that they are not even willing to go and watch them against Burkina Faso, which is sad because this is a time where Bafana Bafana really needed the home support to at least try and salvage whatever is left of their campaign.
Mm. Would you go as far as saying that it's unrealistic for us to expect anything considering the fact that we have 180 minutes and we have to have all points in the bag for Bafana Bafana?
It's not unrealistic. I think it is a realistic ambition, of course. Even though Bafana Bafana are like an abusive lover, they have a way of trampling on our feelings. A lot of us have invested a lot of our emotions into Bafana Bafana, but they have this tendency of really letting us down. Really, I mean, for them to go and beat Nigeria away, beat Senegal, and beat Ghana, and then come and lose to Cape Verde, really, I mean, that was so unexpected. But be that as it may, I think the players are aware, of course, of the enormity of the task against Burkina Faso. So it is up to them to rise to the occasion. It is up to them to win back the love of their local supporters. And the only way to win it, the only way to, you know, to kiss and make up with the South African followers is for them to beat Burkina Faso. And of course, remember, the entire defense will not be available. Ramasem Patele is injured. Matoho has been suspended. And Rivaldo Kute is injured. And Tyson, the captain, has also withdrawn because of injury. So it will be a completely new defense at all. But again, that is no excuse, because whenever you are called to represent the country, you must be ready, and you must be ready to sweat blood and tears in that field. And not only the defense, but the entire team needs to go out there and die with their boots on Saturday. Otherwise, I think it's going to take them a very, very long time to win back the love that they have lost against the South African supporters.
Mm. And about the group, last question about our specific group, Group D. I think that we need to look at the chances of Cape Verde. Now that they've beaten Bafana Bafana back-to-back, they are now on 6 points, equal on points with Burkina Faso. How do you rate their chances? Should they hold out for a win in the next two games? Do you think that it's realistic for us to expect Cape Verde in the next World Cup?
I suppose Bafana Bafana are hoping and praying that Cape Verde could do them a favor by maybe beating Senegal, or even holding them to a draw. But, you know, in football, anything is possible. Nobody ever thought that Uganda, for that matter, could go and beat Egypt and even draw with Ghana in Ghana. But it has happened. So every country dreams of appearing at the World Cup. And do not write off the chances of Cape Verde in upsetting Senegal. Because this Senegalese team, I think, has flattered to deceive. If you remember very well, right, I agree, they did manage to beat Cape Verde, but they couldn't beat Burkina Faso home and away. And they even lost to South Africa, for that matter. It's been a very controversial match, but despite all the big name stars in that Senegalese team, I'm expecting anything in that game against Cape Verde. Because this Cape Verde side, yes, they lost to Senegal. They also lost to Burkina Faso. But it was so close. It was so close that, you know, in a sense, when they beat South Africa home and away, I think they sent out a signal there that they shouldn't be, you know, anybody who writes them off do so at their own peril.
Mm. Now, looking at other groups, we see Ghana, you alluded to Ghana a little bit, in their third place in Group E with 5 points. And the leaders in that group are Egypt and followed by Uganda. Were you surprised with the fact that they are now occupying third spot in that group? Would you have not thought that they would be sitting on top position in that group?
I would have expected Ghana at this stage to be, you know, dominating that group, sitting on top. And when they Uganda in Ghana, I just felt that that's it. It is the end of the road for Ghana. And I suppose they rekindled their hopes of advancing, you know, to topping that group and maybe going to Russia when they hammered Congo 5-1 in Brazzaville. And now, I think it is up to them now to go out there, go to Egypt and beat Egypt in Egypt. It's not going to be easy, but if they can do that, you know, I think their chances would be very good that they can go to Russia. And remember, Egypt has never, despite their dominance on Africa, they have never gone to the World Cup since 1990. Never. I mean, that's quite a very long time. And now they feel that they are so close, and they just cannot allow, you know, this opportunity to slip by. But they have capitulated so many times in the past that, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Ghana Ghana do turn the tables on them in Egypt, because this Egyptian side is also so very unpredictable.
And last one before we let you go, Tunisia and Congo are neck and neck. Tunisia on 10 points, DR Congo on 7 points. And another one that is very neck and neck is Nigeria, Group B Nigeria and Zambia. Nigeria on 10 points, Zambia on 7 points. Do you foresee Zambia toppling Nigeria in that group and DRC toppling Tunisia in Group A?
If Zambia do believe that they have the ability and the capacity to beat Nigeria, then I suppose they can upset Nigeria in Nigeria. Bafana Bafana has proven that Nigeria can be beaten in Nigeria. And Zambia went against all expectations to beat Algeria in Algeria. So if they carry that form and that confidence to Uyo, I think they can get something out of that game. It's not going to be easy because Nigeria as well know that their hopes of kind of salvaging their pride and pleasing their supporters lies in this game in particular. They know that if they beat Zambia in this game, they will qualify irrespective of the results of their final game. So it's not going to be easy for Zambia, but Zambia are dreaming. And if they do believe, they can do it. As for Tunisia and the DR Congo, I think, you know, DR Congo is another country that has so much potential. But the last time they appeared at a World Cup final was in 1974, when Mobutu Sese Seko was still the leader of that country. But they have also been able to assemble quite a number of brilliant teams in the past. But again, when you expect them to deliver, they have always imploded. And even this time around, I think they have quite a formidable side at their disposal. But again, you know, I honestly cannot just put my money on them. But I will not be surprised if they can turn the tables on Tunisia.
Thomas Kwanaite is an African football expert. Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure.
What up? My name is MQ. I just saw your post on Facebook. It says, does the PSL need technology to prevent bad efficiency from the referees? My thought about this, my answer would be a yes. The PSL needs to use the technology to prevent such issues, because at the end, it is a fair game for all, and it hurts losing a game that you would have won. But the referee made a mistake, you end up losing. And the supporters, they become angry. Some get hurt because of the mistake that was made by the referee. So, I it's a kufakwe yona technology esikhathini samanje, because time changes, so we need to implement new things.
Still taking a look at some of your thoughts about our hot topic that we sent on Facebook. And once again, we thank you very much for your thoughts and your views that you've sent us on Facebook. We see the comments of Tulasizwe V. Gumbi says, no, they need professional referees, not police officers and part-time security guards from Polokwane. And Muhudi Banele Mutlawung says, technology or not, PSL have a high rate of bribes from club to refs. So that will be a waste of money and time, believe me. And that's speaking on the topic that we posed on Facebook, whether or not you think technology will improve the standard of officiating in South African football. Taking a look now at the groups, we know that these international sides are trying to qualify for Russia in the World Cup in 2018 next year. In Group A, Tunisia are top of the log with 10 points. From all teams barring Bafana Bafana and Senegal have played 4 matches. So in Group A, Tunisia are leading with 10 points from 4 games. DRC are at 7 points. Guinea-Bissau at 3 points. And Libya closing the door on that group in 4th place with 3 points as well. So Tunisia and DRC looking like the likeliest to qualify. And then in Group B, Nigeria, Zambia, Cameroon and Algeria in that order. Nigeria with 10 points, Zambia with 7 points, Cameroon surprisingly with 3 points. And another surprise will be Algeria. At some point they were first on the continent and 16th in the world, and now they're struggling. They look like they're not going to make it to they actually are out of the running for the 2018 Russia World Cup. That is in Group B. And in Group C, Cote d'Ivoire leading, though it's a slight lead from Morocco and Gabon. They are leading with 7 points, Morocco on 6 points at number 2. At number 3, it's Gabon with 5 points. So the top 3 sides, they're separated by 2 points. And Mali are on bottom of that group with 2 points from 4 games. In Group D, Burkina Faso, Cape Verde, Senegal and South Africa. Burkina Faso with 6 points, Cape Verde with 6 points, Burkina Faso with a positive goal difference of 2, and Senegal with 5 points, and Bafana Bafana, of course, embarrassingly, with only a single point from 3 games. Senegal as well with 5 points from 3 games. And lastly, in Group E, Egypt, E for Egypt. Egypt are leading that group with 9 points. Uganda have 7 points. Ghana, another surprise with 5 points from that group, but they still have a fighting chance. And Congo Brazzaville with only 1 point. Also, you can rule them out. It's safe to rule them out because the maximum amount of points that they can have is 7. And they already is Egypt in that group with 9 points. And that's how the groups are looking like. Of course, and let's listen to some more of your opinions about the PSL refereeing and technology.
Lelanga ke Vincent mo ke tswa mo Atrashville. Ke nana hore we don't need technology because football it tlo etsa metshameko e mo slow, gonna make matches slow, so we don't need it. No, referee tshwanetse gore referee e be decision ya gae ke decision e final. A re ba a ke nna a ke nya ke technology mo footballong because it's gonna slow down match. Thank you. Soccer Laduma Radio.
Thank you very much for listening to this week's episode of The Weekend Special. It's the weekend preview of the fixtures that are coming up in this weekend. Remember, it's the International Week. We wish all your countries all the best. Bafana Bafana, of course, all the best. There is a concern that Bafana Bafana, like TK was saying in the conversation, that Bafana Bafana may not get the ultimate support that they need from you. Well, we actually need you to go to the stadiums. Whether or not they win or lose, this is the time that they need your support. So we hope that you will find a way to make your way to the FNB Stadium, and we wish Bafana Bafana the best of luck. Catch another episode of The Weekend Special next week.
Soccer Laduma Radio. Soccer Laduma Radio.